It's just after 10 o'clock at WDJB, Columbia City, Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne, for the last 24 hours, we've asked you what you wanted, and you responded.
We were in our car this morning. We had the radio on to 106, and my grandkids were with us, and we kept listening to that. And we said, well, they can't be 106. They don't play that stupid hillbilly music.
I want my B-106.
Something's wrong with my radio. I want my B-106 back.
I like B-106 the way it used to be.
Hi, this is Mary, and I want my B-106 back.
Why are you guys changing the radio station? It's like dumb, playing country. If you want to listen to country, just listen to K-105.
Hey, I want the old B-106 back.
I want the old B-106 back.
I want the old B-106 back because I miss it.
I miss the old B-106. I want it back.
Okay, where's the old B-106 at? I miss it.
Where in the hell is it?
Where the hell is it?
Where is it?
I want the old B-106 back.
Really, I really miss the old B-106 because it was really smooth and awesome.
The old B-106. You want us to go back to the beginning.
As you're flipping through the dial on your radio tomorrow, you're going to find something new. WBBE-FM in Fort Wayne officially begins broadcasting tomorrow at noon. Already, though, it's battling rival WMEE for listeners' attention.
As Grant Rampey reports, the two stations could be heading for more than just a fight over radio ratings. A legal battle may be in the works as well.
This is WBBE, Columbia City, Fort Wayne.
B-106 began testing their equipment this afternoon. Turn on your radio and you can still hear them now. That's the sound of swarming bees, by the way, in keeping with the B-106 logo. Across town, the competition's madder than hornets. WMEE says B-106 is trying to confuse listeners by using an identical music format and similar call letters. Folks out at B-106 say they don't want to steal WMEE's thunder.
They're not an awful radio station, but they're certainly not a good radio station. We're going to show Fort Wayne what a great radio station is.
WMEE is promising legal action if B-106 goes ahead with plans to use its call letters. This word coming after WBBE has set up shop, printed stationery, and begun its air tests.
And now, at the 11th hour, just before we go to sign on, we are threatened with legal action.
We see it as a threat, and we won't be threatened. So we ignore it, we go on the air as planned, and we deal with it when it comes, if it comes.
B-106 is offering to change call letters and its format for a cool $1 million. Management guesses that's how much WMEE will save in lost revenues if they give in now. WMEE won't tell us anything on camera, saying they don't want to fuel WBBE's publicity stunt.
And they feel like they're so much better.
They haven't been talking to B-106 much either, so their threat apparently still stands. Stay tuned to find out who will sting whom next. Grant Rampey, News 15. And we understand that new station goes on the air tomorrow at noon, correct?
Right.
Just past 10 o'clock, Fort Wayne. Strap yourself in 2 hours. Your new favorite radio station hits the air. BBE, Columbia City, Fort Wayne. Stand by, Fort Wayne. Less than 60 minutes from right now, you are going to be hearing your brand new
Boys and Buttocks. I knew plenty of guys around the office used it all the time, so I gave it a shot.
For safe and protection every day.
A Price communication station.
For 15 seconds, think about something you never think about.
Families who interbreed to form their own isolated communities.
On Fort Wayne's 98.9 The Bear.
One glass of great-tasting sun-sweet prune juice gives me
human and animal excrement.
Years. WXK.
To help you be regular.
We tried it on a real pig.
It's 12 o'clock, dude. Lunch time.
Hey, this isn't our usual macaroni and cheese.
Nope, it's a
drug every American athlete will bring home.
C-10-WZRQ.
In August of 1988, radio station WZRQ, Columbia City, signed off the air forever.
That's the air?
No.
1 minute to post time.
It is high noon, September 26, 1990. Radio station WBBE-FM, Columbia City, Fort Wayne, is on the air for the very first time. Owned and operated by Indiana Radio Properties and broadcasting on an assigned frequency of 106.3 megahertz at an affected radiated power of 3 million milliwatts. This is not a war. This is a milestone. This is the new B-106.
9, 8, 8, 7, 7, 6, 6, 5, 9, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 2, 1, 1, 0.